Penguin Random House presents The Book of Kali by Seema Mohanty, read by Deepthi Singh. The Book of Kali, books in this series: The Book of Buddha, The Book of Devi, The Book of Durga, The Book of Ganesha, The Book of Hanuman, The Book of Kali, The Book of Krishna, The Book of Muhammad, The Book of Muinuddin Chishti, The Book of Nanak, The Book of Ram, The Book of Shiva, The Book of Vishnu, The Book of Kali. Seema Mohanty, to my family who've always been there. Introduction. Her outstretched tongue distinguishes her from all other goddesses in the Hindu pantheon. Her nakedness, unbound hair, association with blood and gore, and unbridled sexuality challenge conventional ideas of divinity. So much so that to uninformed eye, Kali appears less as a manifestation of the divine and more as a bloodthirsty ogress, a patron of thugs and sorcerers. In the quest to understand Kali, it is essential to appreciate the Hindu concept of the divine. Hindus visualize the divine in various forms: human, animal, plant, and mineral, each form with its respective narrative and rituals, serves as a gateway to realizing the ultimate unmanifest Godhead. Worshippers of Shiva and Vishnu, the two most popular male manifestations of the divine, believe that the male form of the divine represents spiritual reality, while the female form symbolizes material reality. Goddess worshippers, however, associate both material and spiritual realities with the female form. To them, Kali is both goddess or Devi, the female divinity, the supreme manifestation of the divine, and goddess, one of the several incarnations of Devi. As goddess, Kali embodies both spiritual and material realities, the totality of nature, as she creates, sustains, and destroys the world. As goddess, she represents only that aspect of material reality which is wild and untamed, and complements Gauri, the radiant and gentle goddess who represents the domesticated and tamed manifestation of nature. Worship of the goddess in India is as ancient as civilization itself and has its roots in the belief that the earth is a living being that nourishes all animate objects. The most widely accepted theory states that when the nomadic cattle herding Aryans were assimilated into the settled agricultural communities of the Indian subcontinent almost 4,000 years ago, the male-dominated, sky-gazing Vedic deities mingled and merged with the local female-dominated, earth-bound Dravidian, some may say pre-Aryan tantric divinities. From this fusion rose the goddesses of India, who populate not just the Hindu pantheon, but also Jain and Buddhist mythologies. It is difficult to trace the history of Kali worship in India. Even before the name Kali was first documented in scriptures, there were references to goddesses and demonesses that allude to Kali. For example, in the Rig Samhita, there is Niriti, a dark goddess associated with death, who was feared and needed to be appeased. In the Jaiminya Brahmana, there is a verse celebrating the triumph of Indra over Drighajivi, a long-tongued and lascivious ogress who thirsted for the divine drink Soma. It is also difficult to trace the extent of Kali worship in India. In villages across India, goddesses are classified as hot and cold. Hot goddesses are wild and angry, threatening communities with drought and epidemic unless appeased by blood sacrifice. Cold goddesses are gentle and domestic, who nurture communities with love and tenderness. Hot goddesses like Bhagavati of Kerala and Yellamma of Karnataka are sometimes referred to as Kali, but do not have the characteristic outstretched tongue. At the same time, there are goddesses such as Koravai, the naked Tamil goddess of war, and Chamunda, the emaciated goddess of crematoriums, who share Kali's association with blood sacrifices, death, and exorcism, but do not share her name. Narratives, symbols, and rituals associated with Kali invariably overlap with those of other goddesses. Also, what applies to Kali in one part of India need not apply elsewhere. Further, what was true about Kali in yesteryears may not be true today. All this makes it difficult to define boundaries in the study of Kali. Kali is but one of the many goddesses of India, though undoubtedly the most popular. Her fame owes a great deal to European imperialism of the 18th and 19th centuries, as well as to radical feminism of the 20th century. While for the former, this exotic and ghoulish deity validated the urgent need to convert and civilize the natives, for the latter, this defiant goddess was a manifestation of the female collective unconscious that sought liberation from male-dominated regimes. Despite her popularity, Kali remains an enigma to most people, including Hindus. Her macabre persona defies explanation and forces one to be defensive or apologetic. This book makes a conscious effort to unconditionally accept the stories, images, and rituals through which the idea of Kali has been communicated over the ages. By doing so, it hopes to decode the meaning behind the macabre and help the reader gain an insight into the Hindu approach to the divine. The form. Hindus project the idea of God in a variety of forms. Each form brings together a set of symbols that communicate the Hindu understanding of life and divinity. Ideally, since God is believed to be an absolute entity and the container of all things, there must be only one form of God that projects every conceivable universal idea simultaneously. But this is impossible to achieve. Hence, Hindus have many gods and goddesses, each evoking one aspect of divinity. The ascetic Shiva, for example, evokes world-renouncing ideas, while the regal Vishnu evokes world-affirming ideas. Durga, who dresses as a bride but functions as a killer, communicates the principles of sex and violence that make the cycle of life go round. The form of Kali and its constituent symbols are meant to evoke bhaya and vibhitsa, fear and revulsion, forcing the observer to acknowledge the dark and unpleasant aspects of the cosmos and hence of the divine that one often tries to deny, repress or suppress. All descriptions of Kali, after giving allowances to regional and temporal variations, have certain commonalities. She's invariably dark, naked, and with unbound and disheveled hair. She stands on Shiva's chest, holds in her hands a blood-stained scythe, and a human head, has a garland of male heads around her neck and a girdle of hands around her waist. Her tongue is outstretched and smeared with blood. Surrounded by corpses, dogs and jackals, her stance looks threatening. There is no denying the fact that Kali makes an impact on the observer. Outstretched tongue. There are many goddesses who, like Kali, are naked and associated with blood and death. These include Chandi, Chamunda, Bhairavi and Bhagavati. But what distinguishes Kali from other goddesses is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?